Welcome to The Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm so incredibly glad that you are here today. I hope that you are having a fantastic week. I know that I am having a great week, and I hope that yours is better than mine. But any day that we look at the green side of the grass is a great day. In fact, it's the best day of your life because it's the only day of your life. Today we have a couple of tips for you, some mini tips, if you will, things that I have learned over many years of being in the digital marketing business and worthy of sharing with you. I was working with some of our new employees on some projects, and they shared with me, wow, you really ought to share these tips on the show. And I thought, oh, wow, I guess so. They seem pretty straightforward to me after being in this business as long as I have, but I guess it's not that straightforward for others. And so here's the two tips that I want to give you. The first is your website is not as bad as you think it might be. Often we look at a website and we've been looking at it for years because we've been developing it and growing it and changing it over time. And we look at it over and over and over and over again, and it starts to look old to us. It starts to look like something we've seen before. Well, we have seen it before because we've been looking at it longer than anyone else. And most websites, if they're doing their job, are marketing tools that bring new customers to the table. Some websites actually support existing customer bases and work like an application. And that doesn't really apply in this particular case. But in that new marketing piece, those websites that serve to drive new visitors, new prospects to you, people that do business with you for the first time, lead generation sites specifically, you need to look at it in the eyes of a new visitor. Is it really old? It is not old to them. It's brand new. They've never seen it before. And there was something about the design, the way that it works, the structure that you liked when you launched it. It only looks old to you. It doesn't look old to them. So look at it with a fresh set of eyes, like you were looking at it the first time. Fall back in love with your website before you just rush off and make massive changes to it. Of course, if your website does look like it was made in the 90s, or it was made in the 90s, you probably do need to replace it. But take that as a serious tip. You don't need to redesign your website every couple of years and make it look completely new again. It just is a waste of time. It only looks old to you. You'd be better served spending a little bit of money on a focus group who actually looks at it for the first time and gave you feedback. Make the improvements that you learn from that focus group than investing a ton of money in a complete and utter redesign. So that's tip number one. But let's go to tip number two, which is probably the most important tip that I can give you of these two tips. And that is, you have decided to redesign your website. You have decided to launch a new direction or complete and utter redesign. Here's the tip. Get it ready. Look at it in a staging solution or in a staging site area. But do not launch it on a Friday. Ever. Don't launch a new website or a massively redesigned website on a Friday. It's a mistake. Unless you're going to have a team of people ready to sit with it over the weekend. Don't do it. The problem is that you can make major changes to a website, and one minor mistake can cause all kinds of havoc and then you don't have the resources available to you to fix it. You may not even have the resources available to you to discover it. I'll give you an anecdotal reference to a client that we know that did this. And they weren't major changes. They were minor changes that they made to the site, but significant. And they launched those changes on a Friday. They're in a rush. We've been waiting. We've been pushing and it's been taking forever. And let's get this launched on a Friday. And so the client decides to launch these changes on a Friday. This is an internal team that's working on it. And they launch. Little did they know that they had made a minor mistake in the CSS, which is the cascading style sheets. It's how a web page uses information to display how the page looks. And that minor mistake caused a graphic to cover up on the thank you page after somebody had purchased a product and had checked out successfully. And that graphic covered up a part of the thank you page that said, thank you for your order. We'll be shipping it soon. And so when that thank you page loaded after the successful completion of their e-commerce transaction, the customer thought that it hadn't completed, that the order somehow got stuck. And so customers were hitting the back key and resubmitting the order, charging their credit card a second time, sometimes a third time, sometimes even a fourth time, as they place duplicate orders over and over and over again. And you can imagine the mess that they walked into on Monday. Customers unhappy with placing duplicate orders. At least this mistake didn't stop the customers from actually placing the orders. So they got the orders. They just upset customers in the process. Not what you want to do. I highly recommend that you launch, believe it or not, on Tuesday, not even on Monday, on Tuesday. It gives you the middle of the week to be able to react, check, and make sure that a minor mistake didn't get through. Everybody's eye is on the ball. As orders are coming in, transactions are happening on the websites, visitors are filling out forms or becoming leads, whatever it is. But you begin to and are able to look back at the history of what you've gotten and see if you had a sudden change and suddenly you're not converting as well, or if orders are being submitted multiple times or not being submitted at all. You have a chance to catch those types of mistakes and roll back if that's what you need to do, or fix them on the fly. Don't launch on a Friday. So that's my tips for you today, guys. I hope that you have a great rest of the week, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your white label provider for digital marketing instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the digital marketing provider of choice for some of the biggest agencies in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.